Zedlines, keeping you informed about the important stuff.
Good morning, 4ZZZers. This is Trista and Angus with your 11 a.m. Zedlines. In local news, a group of Wakerley residents are preventing a local church from building affordable housing for low-income residents on its land. Peter Bingham, one of the residents, claimed that the development would worsen traffic and strain local infrastructure in the suburb. The former Queensland government acknowledged the proposal as a state-facilitated development in December, which makes it harder for residents to block such projects. Carindale MP Steve Minikin said the previous government did not approach community consultation before building affordable housing. The government opened the proposal to community consultation. Residents are allowed to lodge feedback until February 25. However, residents would still be unable to appeal the decision if the proposal is approved because of the proposal's SFD status. More local news, Queensland's construction industry will be investigated in an inquiry following allegations of violence, threats, and menacing conduct. The Construction, Forestry, and Maritime Employees Union Administrator Mark Irving will work with construction union staff and stakeholders to work out any misconduct in the workplace. He said that the union has failed to confront a culture of violence and has weakened its industrial position under past leadership. Actions will be taken against any employer that attempts to victimize or target delegates and members who are working with the investigation. More clearways across Brisbane will have their effective hours extended in a bid to improve the flow of traffic. The first road to have its clearway change will be Musgrave Road and Waterworks Road corridor between Redhill and The Gap, which currently has clearways active from 7 to 9 a.m. and 4 to 7 p.m. The change would see an additional hour or two added either side of the clearway. The plan will be open for community consultation soon.
In more national news, conservative activist group Advance has distributed flyers targeting independent candidate Alex Dyson before the federal election. The flyers show Dyson ripping off his shirt to reveal a Greens logo underneath. In a statement, Advance said the flyer was not misleading as Dyson's beliefs match the Greens, despite not being affiliated with the party. Advance had previously created materials similar to the flyers in 2022, where it featured Independent Senator David Pocock and Teal MP Zali Stegall in the 2022 federal election. The Australian Electoral Commission declared this was in breach of the Commonwealth Electoral Act. The AEC are unable to comment on the latest flyer as the ban for misleading campaign material only applies once an election has been called. In international news, the World Health Organization has launched a groundbreaking clinical trial for an Ebola vaccine in Uganda. This comes just 4 days after an outbreak of the Sudan strain of the Ebola virus was declared in the nation's capital of Kampala. The vaccine was donated by not-for-profit International AIDS Vaccine Initiative, with the first 40 vaccinations administered today to contacts of a local health worker who died from the virus. Researchers from the WHO and Uganda's Ministry of Health hope that the trial will lead to a licensed vaccine to combat future outbreaks. For your weather today, Brisbane is cloudy but with a medium chance of showers. It is currently 27 degrees with an expected maximum of 28. The fire danger is moderate and the UV index is predicted to reach 14, which is in the extreme band. That's all your news for Wednesday. We'll be back with more Zedlines at 8 a.m. tomorrow. In the meantime, you can find us on Facebook or Twitter or head to 4ZZZ.org.au.